وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرة مولانا سليم ساب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His rahmah and mercy on you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the services that you are rendering for His beautiful deen. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Wa bashir as-sabirin alladhina idha asabatuhum musibah قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we discuss the reward for illness. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a Muslim has any complaint of any illness, Allah jalla jalaluhu purifies him from sins as the bellows purify the filth from steel. Mu'adh ibn Abdullah ibn Khubayb narrates from his father radiallahu ta'ala an that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companions, would you love that you do not fall ill? They replied, by Allah, we would love well-being. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no good for any of you if Allah jalla jalaluhu does not remember him. In other words, when a person falls ill, Allah jalla jalaluhu is actually thinking of him. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, no vein strikes a believer without Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wiping off thereby one sin from his record, recording one good deed in his favor, and raising him by one rank. Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person falls ill or goes on a journey, all the good deeds that he used to do while at home and while being healthy are recorded in his favor. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no person falls ill without Allah jalla jalaluhu ordering his guardian angel that he should not record any evil that he commits. Any good deed that he does should be recorded as 10 good deeds, and that he should record good deeds for him as he used to do them when he was healthy, even if he does not do them at present when he is ill. Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no person is afflicted by adversity in his body without Allah jalla jalaluhu commanding the angels who guard him thus, record for my servant every good deed that he used to do by day and night as long as he is under my restriction. And the restriction here refers to illness. Another narration states that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a person is on a good path of worship and then falls ill, then the angel that is appointed over him is ordered thus, record for him similar to the good deeds that he used to do when he was healthy till I cure him or take him away to me. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah jalla jalaluhu afflicts a Muslim by adversity in his body, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says to the angel, record in his favor the good deeds that he used to do. If he cures him, he baths him and purifies him. If he takes his life away, he forgives him and showers him with mercy. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, it is astonishing that the believer is terrified by illness. If he only knew what was in store for him because of illness, he would desire to be ill throughout his life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then raised his head towards the heavens and smiled. He was asked, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, why did you look towards the heavens and smile?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "I was astonished to see two angels who were looking for a person at the place where he used to offer salah, but they did not find him there. They returned and said, 'O our sustainer, there was such and such a servant of yours whose deeds of the day and night which he used to do, we used to record. We found that you confined him in your ropes, that he is unable to move about.'" Allah Jalla Jalalu replied, "Record for my servant the deeds that he used to do by day and night, and do not decrease his reward. As long as I keep him confined, I take the responsibility of rewarding him. He shall receive the reward of what he used to do when he was not confined and when he was not ill." Ismail ibn Ayyash narrates that Rashid al-Sana'i from Abu al-Ash'ath al-Sana'ani that he went very early in the morning to the Masjid of Damascus. He met Shaddad bin Aus and Sunabihi was with him. I said, "Where are they going? May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu have mercy on them." They said, "We are going here to a sick brother of ours. We are going to visit him." So I joined them till they went to that person. They asked him, "How was your morning?" He replied, "I got up with the bounty of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu." Shaddad said, "Take the glad tidings of atonement of sins and the falling off of sins. For I certainly heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, 'Surely Allah Jalla Jalaluhu says, when I put one of my believing servants through an adversity and he praises me despite the adversity which I afflicted him with, then you angels should continue recording rewards for him as you used to when he was healthy.'" Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that a man recited this verse, "Whoever does evil shall be punished for it." He then said, "We will be punished for everything that we do. If that is the case, we will certainly be destroyed." This reached the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes, he will be punished in this world by an adversity in his body which causes him harm." Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how can there be rectitude after this verse? It is neither based on your desires nor the desires of the people of the book. Whoever does evil shall be punished for it. Everything that we do, we will be punished for it." He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "May Allah Jalla Jalaluhu forgive you, O Abu Bakr. Don't you fall ill? Does severe adversity not afflict you?" I replied, "Indeed." He said, "You are punished through that." Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said, when I put my believing servant through adversity and he does not complain about me to those who visit him, I free him from my captivity. I then replace for him flesh that is better than his flesh and blood that is better than his blood. He then commences doing deeds." Ata' ibn Yasar rahimahullah narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "When a person falls ill, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu sends two angels to him and says, 'Watch and see what he says to those who visit him.' If he praises Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and thanks him when they visit him, the angels take this up to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, despite his having more knowledge about it. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu then says, 'I have given this servant of mine this right over me, that I will admit him into paradise, and if I cure him, I will replace for him flesh that is better than his flesh, and I will atone him for his sins.'" Amir al-Rami radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was from the Khudr tribe, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "When illness afflicts a believer, and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu then cures him, it is an atonement for his past sins and an admonition for him for the future. When a hypocrite falls ill and is then cured, then he's like a camel whose owner tied up and then set free. He does not know why they tied him up, nor why they set him free. A man who was sitting around him said, 'O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are illnesses? I take an oath by Allah that I never ever fell ill.' He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'Get up and leave. You are not of us.'" Asad ibn Kurz radiallahu ta'ala narrates the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A sick person's sins fall off just as the leaves fall off a tree." Al-A'la radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who was a paternal aunt of Hakim ibn Hizam, and from among those women who pledged their allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited me when I was ill. He said, O Al-A'la, take glad tidings for Allah jalla jalalu removes the sins of a Muslim on account of his illness, just as the fire removes the filth that is in steel and silver. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he heard the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, No male believer, female believer, female Muslim falls ill without Allah jalla jalaluhu removing thereby his sins. Ibn Hibban rahimahullah narrates the above with the following exception, without Allah jalla jalaluhu dropping off thereby his sins, just as leaves fall off a tree. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, No adversity afflicts a Muslim, be it an illness or anything else, without Allah jalla jalaluhu dropping off thereby his sins, as a tree drops off its leaves. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, The suffering of a believer is an atonement for his sins. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Allah jalla jalaluhu tries his servant through illness till he atones him for his every sin. Yahya bin Sa'ad narrates that death came to a man in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a man said, How fortunate he is. He passed away without being afflicted by any illness. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Woe to you, what do you know? It may well have been that Allah jalla jalaluhu afflicted him with an illness. He would have atoned his sins. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, No person falls into an epileptic fit on account of illness without Allah jalla jalaluhu raising him pure from it. Bashir ibn Ubaidullah ibn Abi Ayyub al-Ansari narrates from his father, from his grandfather, who said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited a man from the Ansar. He lowered himself to him and asked him about his health. He replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have not slept for the past 7 nights and no one comes to visit me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O my brother, be patient. O my brother, be patient. You will come out of your sins as you entered into them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, The hours of illness wipe out the hours of sinning. So we must not view sin as a sickness. We must not view any sickness as a calamity, although it may physically seem to be difficult upon an individual, but Allah has kept his secrets hidden in it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala atones, you know, for sins that were committed, and Allah raises our rank. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be thankful in times of adversity, illness, sickness and difficulty, and make shukr when we are in good circumstances. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.